This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I need some advice from the parents of the room.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know that I love my children.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not. Okay.
No, but I just.
It's never a good preamble. Look.
No, but I just don't think I'm the North Star of parenting. I don't think I've done well
with my
children.
But I think that's where you are actually a great dad because you know you effed up. And you can admit that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You're down to pay for therapy.
It is so good we can have these conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's just make sure that none of this ever gets out to the general public.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I screwed my children up and I screwed them up equally but differently.
Yeah.
But I, you know. Not all of us are TAG. We're like, oh my God, I sleep trained right away.
I mean, to your defense again, you told him to do that.
But he had read it in the book. I didn't. He didn't.
I was way ahead of him. I beat him to the punch.
Did you?
I let him fill me in.
Did you?
Fill me in.
Do you feel like I've helped you in any way as a parent?
Yeah, I do.
But is it mostly as the like...
What not to do?
Yeah.
Never shake a baby. You've said that.
I definitely,
and that's very important.
Yeah, but you knew that.
Okay. I'm trying to.
Okay. I know, like, okay.
No, you haven't. Also, it's an unfair comparison because my kids are still very little and yours are teenagers. Mm-hmm. They're at different stages. You've had to deal with way more.
Yeah, but I knew I'd
mess
mine up
already.
Stuff. At the age your kids are now, I already knew I had screwed up.
No way.
Oh, yeah. No, there's just times where you're just like, oof, that one's going to leave a mark.
Okay, no, this is perfect because last night I'm hanging out with my oldest nephew. I don't have my own kids. I help with my nephews.
You just borrow other people's kids.
Yes.
Yep.
And we're coloring. I'm coloring Captain America. I'm staying inside the lines because I'm an adult and I do that. He is 5. He's kind of scribbling. I have never seen a child throw a meltdown like that before. Just the lack of self-confidence in that moment. It went on for like an hour. Oh my God. It was a fit. It was a full meltdown. Like every kid in school is better than me. I suck at coloring. I'm terrible at baseball. Like a whole hour. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
As a good aunt, as a good parent, I like to try to be on the side of the child. So then I'm like, yes.
No.
You do suck at this. And I have seen you throw a ball. You're terrible at that as well.
No.
In fact, I have this list prepared.
Oh my God, you haven't named all the things you're bad at. You got that one lazy eye.
Oh my God.
Does he have a lazy eye?
No.
I'm so sorry.
That's so mean though. But I was just like, no, okay, so I've had longer time to practice my coloring, but you can catch a baseball. I can't do that. And like, I was
so
just
trying
to find-
So what did you try? Did you try that? Did
yeah,
you try
I
saying,
did.
But you're good at this.
Yeah.
I've had similar instances. One that comes to mind is the yo-yo. Because we got a yo-yo. I used to be really into yo-yos. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I got dates. after the fact, but I used to be into yo-yos. And my
You.
So it was after my magician days. No, I got real into yo-yos.
Like, you're not old enough for this, but you're in the throes of a midlife crisis. And we might have to just devote a whole show about it.
Why?
Like, because he's doing all the things he did when he was a kid now. He's grasping. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm a skateboard. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a yo-yo. Like, he's like, I'm going to learn to juggle. I never learned to juggle. Like,
how did you know that? I legitimately do want to know how to juggle.
God, you're so... Because I went through this. I bought the book. It's called Juggling for Klutz. K-L-U-T-Z.
Yes, comes
with the square bags. And it's like, start with one hand. And I'm like in my room by myself going, I could be having relations with girls.
This will work. I just got to nail this.
Because I don't want you to repeat. Do you want to be like me?
You're right.
Then you lose the joke.
No, but we were yo-yoing and my son was trying it out and I'm doing it with him and then he just can't do it. And then he's like, just wants to give up. And I'm trying to explain to him, you're going to have to practice. You're going to have to, like, I spent hours and hours learning how to do that, learning how to walk the dog, how to rock the cradle, all the the championships type stuff, you know? But he was like, just like, I either can do it or I'm not interested. And that's, I don't know if that's just being five or what that is, because I didn't have much success.
Okay, so
he literally went and like laid down on the pantry floor. I was like, I don't know how to handle this.
So I will say, I don't know how to answer either of your questions, but like one of the things you're doing wrong is you're trying to logic a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get, like, they don't have that. So when you try to, like, you know what I mean? Like, if A equals B, then B must equal. And it's like, that's the wrong way. But is there anything, how do I say this without you being mad at me? Is there anything he doesn't suck at?
Yeah.
Like baseball.
Baseball, karate.
But did he suck at it at first?
Probably.
Right. So that's the way that I've gotten, like, my son is 18 and he still has these meltdowns sometimes, but this is logic. But it's like, because he'll start to do something and he's like, screw it, I don't want to do it. And it's like, no, when you get a new video game, like when he first learned to do F1 on the Xbox, I'm like, what was your qualifying time? Like, I was the worst. I'm like, but then you sat there and you tried until you could do it. I'm like, you have to do the same thing with every single thing you do. But you can't say that to a 5-year-old.
Right.
Especially one with a lazy eye.
He doesn't have a lazy eye. And even if he did, it's fine.
I don't know I honestly don't know the answer. But I'm just saying that could be the answer. If you think he's ready for it, like, do you remember the first time you tried to catch a ball? And it's like, yeah, I was. And it's like, that's it. Like, you just have to. Or just, do you hold their hand? How do they get good at coloring? I don't remember.
I don't know. There's all sorts of tricks. You can do like a rubber band. I've seen that to like help them hold the thing.
But or like the grippy things that they put over crayons.
I'm the worst helper because I don't hold my pen or pencil right. I kind of just grab it. Like I'm real angry at it. And just
do you hold it like in your fist?
I don't know.
My hand always hurts when I'm done writing.
Pen in your pocket. I need you to demonstrate.
Yeah, get up.
I just kind of like.
He uses like his middle finger in his.
Taylor Swift does that.
Does she really?
And she's written some of the best songs.
Okay.
So
hold on.
There you go.
But she has a really weird lazy eye.
No, she doesn't.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.